let it turn cold, come a freeze, you know, and sit by the fire and drink that stuff, it'd freeze you near about to death. Couldn't drink but a swallow or two, it'd be so cold, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever got it down, you was high directly.
After, did you ever boil it down? If you kept boiling it and boiling it, you get something dark and black in the bottom. What would you call that?
Well, now, let's see. They could cook that down. They've done quite a bit of that. I've seen that done.
Mm-hmm.
You cook it on going to sugar. You make sugar out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That ain't been refined, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's other cane sugar. There's white sugar you buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dripping, I believe they call that molasses.
Mm-hmm.
Dripping from that sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen barrels of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it tasted like syrup.
Mm-hmm.
That sugar did, but it was pure sugar.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, it ain't very much of it, but there's some honey with sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I know a long time ago people, sometimes if you didn't have some sugar to go in a recipe for something, just put honey in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cut a bee tree down here 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was one of the finest flavored honeys I've never ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up and hit sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I seen it, well, I was sure there was somebody come through here Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got a jar of that and was showing it to him. I said, see, there's sugar here.
Mm-hmm.
But it smelled pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
On top there where the cone was. Mm-hmm. But that was wild honey. That come out of a tree. But we used to get out and hunt trees on Sunday, you know. We didn't have nothing else to.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of woods and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd find a bee tree. We'd cut that thing in.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd find one good tree out of every 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
But now and then you'd find. But now this one, oh boy, it was full from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We got several large cans of honey out of that thing. And they say that the hive of bees, too, and boy, it did. But there's several kinds of honey, you know. There's one seed, you get gallberry honey, you get clover, tupelo. Whatever is in season, that's the kind of honey you get from bees.
Mm-hmm.
And long time ago when we made syrup, like I was just talking about, honey wasn't too good because them bees would take to them cane mills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it was, of course it was honey, it had the honey flavor right on, but you could tell it had plenty of syrup there.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any other names for moonshine? Do you ever call it anything else? Hear it called different things?
It has got so many names I couldn't call them out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them called it moonshine, white lightning, stump liquor.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it had so many I couldn't think of all of them, but any funny name they could think of, what they would give it to.
Now, I know you wouldn't make moonshine, wouldn't know anybody that would, but if you ever heard somebody talking about making moonshine, how do you have any idea how it might be made or what might be put into it? Or
yeah, I have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 16 years old,
mm-hmm.
I walked up, I was squirrel hunting one morning.
Mm-hmm.